Hey, 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 friends. It's season two. Hey, 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 it's season two. Hey,
hey.
All right. Y'all know what it is. It is the Lit Southern Belle podcast with the one and only the Lit Southern Belle, Mimi Nava. How are y'all? Oh my goodness. Everybody's done started school. Y'all look cute. Everybody has, you know, summertime is winding down. Everyone's back to their old grind of being a student, being a whatever it is that you do. And we all about getting to this money. I hope y'all about getting to the money in the summertime, though, to be real honest. I hope y'all started in the summertime. But no, I'm just here. And today, what we're going to talk about are new beginnings, new phases, reconstruction. Because this is the time I've seen a lot of people talk about. They just had this go-get-em attitude. They just ready to do any and everything to make their goals for this semester, if you're a student, or this rest of this year, work. And I feel the energy in the air of everyone with this get ready attitude. And I cannot be more excited for everybody and really excited for myself. But like I said, I don't like to always make this about me. But also, I would also like to announce that I want to take this podcast to a different turn, make it more personal, because sometimes I don't like to act like I'm on a soapbox. I do want to relate to y'all and tell y'all things that I went through and things that I have gone through, because I feel like the stories will really give you the tips from the rule book itself. So without further ado, we're gonna get into the episode. And that's that. All right. And we are back. Okay, season two, episode one. Y'all know how my summer went. I learned and I growed up. I went through some things that were painful. And, you know, hate to say I lost people that I thought I'd never lose. It happens. It's life. I've learned from it. I've grown as a person, and I'm applying those things to myself now. And I'll say that I promise myself that I will never ever drain myself because of someone's shortcomings or absences, meaning that they don't want to follow up to my standards. I will not continue to keep pouring over them and investing in them if I get nothing in return. Shortcomings, meaning they always fall short no matter what. They just aren't equipped to deal with me. I accept it, move on, that's okay. Absence, meaning that when I need people, they're not there for me, or they choose to not support me as a whole, that's okay too. I take note of that and I keep it pushing, and therefore you have no more access to me as a whole. And that's just how it goes. I've promised myself to never drain myself for people in those categories. And I feel like I will be much better off and much happier that way. And it's definitely a process. Like I said, I mentioned these processes. You gotta self-cleanse and get everything out the way. And you gotta adjust to them not being there. And also you identify who are you without these people. And at first it's gonna be negative. And you're like, y'all can go back to those episodes and hear what I was talking about and ranting about, because yeah. But no, I'm gonna get real personal. So be honest with you, throughout the summer I went through something tough called a breakup, and boy, it was my first one, meaning that I learned a lot about how to be in a relationship with someone other than myself. I realized how much work it was. And going back to school, you know, I was like, man, you know, it's a new beginning, but I feel weird because I was supposed to still be with this and this person. Then I realized I kept focusing on the things that I love and that I'm passionate about, and realized that I don't have to be with this person to make my semester better. And I definitely, just because I'm by myself and I'm single and I'm working on myself, does not make me less than. Because yes, I go back to school, I see the couples in my face, or I see people, you know, that are starting to back talk and like get into that cuffing, that, you know, that tryout season, that, what's it, scouting season, y'all call it. And you know, like, I feel a way. And you know, deep down inside, I'm like, you know, I want me a little boo so I can go to the fair, because it's about to be, you know, September ain't gonna be here for long. It's about to be October. Fair season, October, November. I want me a little boo to get, win me a little bear. Get on the Ferris wheel with, get on the rides with, and buy me some food, buy me some hot dogs, buy me some nachos, buy me some candy. You know, be taller than me, give me piggyback rides. You know, yeah, don't think I don't want all that stuff, y'all, because I do. I really do. But also, I realize that this time, this phase in my life is about me. So when I say, like, reason why I named this episode New Beginnings is because I'm beginning to think differently, which is changing my attitude, and it's giving me this feel of newness, meaning that I'm not the same person that you probably met freshman year. I'm not, definitely not the same person that you met second semester freshman year. I hear it a lot. It's, you know, people are like, oh, like, you done glowed up, you done bossed up, you know. And, you know, I didn't really realize that I have until I looked at myself. Because, you know, when you take that long look in the mirror, you're like, and everything just clicks. And it's like the inner beast comes out and is like, you ready? You know, like the song, Deja Vu, let's go get them. That's really how it feels. It's like activation, boss up on them, and step on their next mode. And when I say next, I mean like you really step on their neck. You go out looking good, feeling good, smiling more, skin glowing. People are noticing that you are bossing up. People are noticing that you glowed up. And I got that energy from people. These are people who saw me when I first stepped on the campus. I'm not saying that I was raggedy and dressed this, that, and the third. No, it's just they sense this energy of elevation from me, that I have grown wiser and stronger, and I've grown more into myself. Myself is not just sitting there hanging off of me and just being worn awkwardly. I'm comfortable in my skin, and I'm wearing it, and I'm sitting there like, yeah, what you gonna do about it? And I can say shit with my chest. Excuse my language, but I can say that shit with my chest and look at you and not blink an eye. Like, what you gonna do about it? I'm at the point where I don't have to say my worth. Folks already know how I'm stepping. And that's what caused them to say, oh, you glowed up. But like, okay, I see you, sis. You see you out here, like, you on your shit. Yeah, why the hell would I not be? I'm at the process where I'm not healing no more. I'm just really executing all the things I learned from healing. Like, I'm just trying to do the things that I want to do now. I'm not worried about nobody. It's not time to worry about nobody. This journey is for me solely, to prepare me for whatever comes next. And sometimes it ain't got to be another person. Sometimes it just got to be all the blessings that is just sitting there waiting for me. All I had to do was get out my feelings and jump into my bag real motherfucking fast. Be really honest with you. And that's something I've, no, school started the 21st of August, but that's something I've really taken into account. There's other things that make me happy that I'm in control of. Cause I don't know if y'all notice, but me doing the podcast throughout the summer and dealing with what I was dealing with help me, even though I claimed I was helping people. I was really talking to myself, hoping that people hurt me. And the thing is, oh, God bless me and show me that people hurt me, and I'm not the only one, and I never will be. But when you really, you know, in your feelings, you think you're the only one, this, that, and the third. And I'm just like, cut that shit out. Cut that shit out. Let it go, sis. And I had to. You have to let things go. And you have to accept them for what they are. Hard, difficult, but that's it. And you're at a point where, like, you can do what you want to do. You move freely. Like, you have this. It's like you're walking on air. And I'm not saying that being in a relationship is like a ball and chain, because no, that's not how it's supposed to feel. You're not supposed to feel obligated to do good things for them. You should want to do those things. All I'm saying is, it's a new beginning, a new phase. And the fact that the divine timing that is around me, since I am so balanced, if you do know your angel numbers, the 222s and the 444s and the 333s, you know, and the 111s, all those. I kept seeing 222 a lot, and it meant, like, you know, the right one. And I just kept seeing it, and I was feeling so bad, and I was clouded by negative energy, and I was like, But then I realized, like, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. Everything I'm doing right now is going so well for me. In every aspect, academically, socially, I am networking with people who are elevating me, and I'm elevating them. And in exchange, well, no, in result, that's the person I can be friends with. That's the person I can see myself talking to about other than business. And it's great. I see myself being around people who are not wasting my time. I have now, it's now great to see and to just witness myself be around people who have now turned into my family here in Atlanta. Whether I wanted to or not, whether I expected it or not, which I did not expect it. Because honestly, to be honest with y'all, I have a bad experience with connecting with other people on friendship level, relationship, whatever it is, whatever level it is. I am never good at connecting with people. I've always was that little kid that longed for friends and they didn't like me back or whatever like that, whatever the little stop story was. But I've never had the best experience. And that was something that I was just like, damn, really? But then, like, God was like, here, I'm gonna bless you with some people in your life. They gonna put up with your crazy ass shit. They gonna put up with your attitude, because they gotta live with you. They gotta rock with you. And you know what? Better yet, I'm going to let them choose you. And guess what? They're going to choose you out of all people to be around them 24/7, 365. Well, not 365 to me, but like as long as school's in, you get it. And it's going to be, and watch this. It's going to be a ball for you. You're going to have the most fun you've had in years. And you're going to be around people who you going to miss when they're not around you. And guess what? You're going to want to be around them every day, all day, to the point where you have messaged them 6 messages within 2 minutes, and you know they in class, but you don't care. You miss them. And I never thought that I would just, you know, be in that position to where I've been so blessed to be. You know, like I said, I moved here. I'm living my own, but I'm also living with people that, you know, we do stuff as together. We move as a unit, and I can really truly say that, like, we're a little big happy family. Like, we just, well, not big, but we a little happy family. Like, it's all cool over here, bro. And I've learned a lot from everything and everyone that is in my life right now. And all I feel are great, positive vibes. And nothing can fuck that shit up. We really gonna be honest. Nothing can fuck that shit up. I wish a motherfucker would try to. Nope. And, you know, I had to take some time to not. Because I had to sit here and think, I was like, what do I want this podcast to be about? And what I want the first episode, first most point. Because I know I say I'm giving y'all the rule book, but I want to tell stories. Because books have stories to show examples. And sometimes me telling y'all how my day is or how not even how my days, but like the things that I'm going through, things I'm realizing. I'm in college as we're talking right now. I'm giving you firsthand experience from my perspective and also showcasing you others. That's the only difference. You hear podcasts or you hear people talk about their life and they've already graduated. So they're speaking on memories that may not apply to you or may not happen to you because y'all shit not set up like that. And I want to be realistic with y'all as possible. For new beginnings, you have to have really an open mind. And that's what I've done to execute it. And, you know, I really just gonna pose the question I ask myself is, what am I going to do to take on this new phase in my life that I'm about to embark on or that I've already started, but it's just a day on the ground. I haven't started, you know, taking off with nothing yet. I took the first week and a half to scope out. But for me, since I am such a go-getter, my summer was to prepare me for my sophomore year. My summer was to prepare me for everything academically. I knew what I wanted to do. I was on that campus. It was to the point where I knew what outfit I wanted to wear for the first day. By July, I was that ready. I've really, really taken on the attitude of being overly prepared, but not to the point where it's dangerous. Meaning that I wrote out a plan. It was like a week before school started. I wrote out a plan of things I wanted for myself sophomore year. I said, I want this podcast to do well. I want everyone to know that I have a podcast. So what I do now, I'm quick to tell people, I got a podcast. I want y'all to listen to it. Follow the page. I'm quick to tell people what I can do and what I'm skilled at, because guess what? That can take me somewhere. That can get me a job that I've probably always wanted, and that can give me the platform that I probably needed. And guess what? I tell the right people and I keep advertising myself, God gonna put me in the right place. But I have to tell people first. And also ways I've executed taking on this new phase and just having this sense of newness that I talk about is I talk to different people. I understand, you know, you got your crew that you have from freshman year. That, I'm not saying throw them away. I'm just saying continue to meet more people. Continue to meet more people to add to your circle. Because sometimes you can be meeting people who in the future become very successful. We are at the point in time, if you know, you're sophomores, you're at the point in time where connections are important, networking is very important, because you're going to start doing projects to execute your skill, especially if you are in the arts. You're going to execute your skill. This is the time where you get everything together so you can get that internship second semester and be like, ha, I got it. And you can start working on you. This is the work year. These last 5 months, this is the season to work. We got to get y'all ass to work. With me, I got a little bit more energy. I planned my stuff. And in July, I knew what I wanted to do. I knew that I wanted to finish what I started, damn it. Nobody finna talk me like, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that. Or you started too late. I'm sorry, Miss Wood. You started too late. This, that, and the third. Nope. I was on my shit. I know how. Freshman year was the trial run. If I do this at this time, too late. If I do this before then, because hate to say it, my freshman year, it took those, sorry, Miss Wood, this is filled. Sorry, Miss Wood, this is no longer available. Sorry, Miss Wood, the deadline has already passed for this. It took me to hear those at certain times, and I took note of when I heard them. Oh, they told me the position, they told me all this was filled by September. Let me get my stuff ready in July. So when I come back to them the first day of school, they can't tell me that. Oh, how about this? How about I call the office in the summer and I talk to somebody? And I get details early ahead enough time. since I'm already enrolled, let me jump on the ball even further, and let me just keep rolling further and get in line and get ahead. Because I know what I want. I'm not worried about people saying, well, people still getting enrolled, they're probably not doing it yet. You don't know until you call. You don't know until you really just ask. And I've taken charge of the things that I wanted, meaning that I know what I want. I'm going to ask the people that know about them. I'm going to ask the people that know how to get them. And I surround myself with people who really just simply encourage me to do that. Just that. They show me the steps. They show me what they did. They show me how it worked for them. I do it. I tweak some things. And I'm now in a place where I see things differently. New beginnings, new all that, new semester. I see things differently. I look at myself differently. Just because of the people I surrounded myself by. But not even that, it started with me. I literally, and this is how I executed, you know, showcasing this sense of improvement. My freshman year, I gave it all I had. I didn't get what I wanted, but now when I go back to old professors, oh, she's great. Oh, she's this, she's that. I'm hearing things. People are singing my praises, and I'm not bragging about what has happened to me, but I'm just saying that I'm showing you the sense of growth. I walked into Atlanta onto this campus as a scared teenager. Am I still a scared teenager? Hell yeah, because these trees rough, boy. But I'm confident. I know who I am. I walk with a sense of purpose. My steps have intention. That's how I've executed this question of showing sense of improvement. I simply remember what happened last year, and I let those mess ups or mistakes, whatever y'all want to call them, sharpen the tools that I was given. So when I use them, they cut with precision. They hit right on the target. And they do what they, and whatever else they supposed to do, they do it. I'll come back. I'm hungry. I have a hungry attitude. I'm not about to wait just because other people are waiting. I know what I want. I have a goal set for myself. And I think on top of it, when you feel like we're for new beginnings, and this is just a given, is that you honestly can't compare yourself to other people. Because yeah, you may come back and people are, or you may enter a new phase in your life, phase you're in, and you see that some people are doing better than you. It doesn't mean you're doing horrible. It just means that it's not your time yet. It's not your turn. And that's something I realized too, like all the things that I have planned for myself. Yeah, you're like, oh, it's slow. Oh, it's this. Oh, it's that. And I use school as an example because my main audience, people who go to school, that you keep putting in this work, that the end of the semester, you're going to have a 4.0. And guess what? You're going to have this. You're just going to have everything you wanted. And I always tell, you know, and I've heard something today, it was like, set these goals for yourself. And when you're setting goals, you're speaking your accomplishments into existence. And that stuck with me. So what I do every Sunday night before I prepare for my week, I sit down. And I literally, honest to God, write down affirmations saying that I will feel confident, centered, and refreshed this week. I will take all the blessings that have been given to me so far and appreciate them and acknowledge them.
I will take my academics seriously and improve and excel in all of them. I will connect with others whom I benefit from and who do not drain me. I say things like that to myself, and it's just Monday, and I feel that I have surrounded myself with people and that I have come in contact with people who follow that criteria so far, because people can change and switch. But also, it made me realize the people I already have in my life fit this description. And the fact that right now, I feel confident in myself and where I'm going and the path I have myself and the plans I have myself, y'all, make me have chills. That's how crazy that is. If your goals and the plans you set for yourself don't make you have chills and kind of scare you and shake you up a little bit, raise the bar. Raise the damn bar. I'm not playing with y'all. Raise the bar. Because we are so young, and this is the time that things get going. It's the last 5 months, four actually, of this year. And I'm gonna be honest with you, my year didn't start off the way I wanted it to, because like people talk about new stuff, you know, new year, this, that, and the third. I was excited just like everybody else. And then guess what? Life hit me. Life taught me. And sometimes God brought people in to teach me about life. And guess what I did? In the spring, I took all of that. I grew stronger and wiser. And I honestly, from that spring to that summer, I went through some more lessons. And I had to go, and it had to be taught through a person whom I never thought would do me the way they did me. But that's all right. God intended that to happen because God felt like I had to learn what was needed to learn. And I moved on. And now I'm at the point where I've taken all of that. I grew stronger and wiser again. It increased. The price increased. I never decreased or devalued. I never broke. I was hurt, but I wasn't broke. Wasn't broken spiritually. Getting your feelings hurt, you can repair that. You can heal from hurt. You can also heal from broken. I'm sensitive, but I can't stay down for long. I know my worth too much. And those steps led me to this new phase. Now I'm hungry and ready to do all the things I'm ready to do. And I get this vibe from everyone that I encounter. And I get this vibe when I'm on the campus. Everyone's hungry to do better because they now know better. This new phase, this new semester, all I can say is that I have a little story. But I have to wait till after this commercial break to tell you the story. But that's really all that ran through my head as I was trying to sit and think about this episode. Because God knows. I love talking to y'all. It's just I want to also sometimes not rant. But at the same time, that's who I am. And that's just me, bro. But I just like to tell y'all things that I realize about myself and realize through my own perception. Because sometimes hearing someone think out loud is somewhat helpful. But we'll get more into it after this commercial. All right. Yes, it's story time. Okay. So, start school excited. You know, ready, rolling. you know, getting into every and everything that can make me be better. And I found myself last week getting to a very manic state, meaning that I was kind of panicky, jittery. You know, sometimes, and for me, it's normal. I have anxiety, you know, those things kind of creep up on me and kind of showcase to other people. But also, too, it was heightened. And I didn't know why. And sometimes I would shut down. Or sometimes social interaction was just not it. I see my friends talking to other people. I'm just like, you know, I'm usually the type of person, I interrupt a conversation to introduce myself. I stopped doing that because I realized how rude that was. But also, but now what I do is that I'm quick to introduce myself. I got to the point without letting people introduce me. And that's not who I was. I started doing things that wasn't me. Because I started getting into my head and just be like, oh man, I wish I could have this, this, and this. Oh man, wish I could have this and this. Oh man, you know, they so cute together. I wish someone would treat me like that. And then also too, I would also get in this headspace of like, no one's gonna ever put up with me. No one's gonna ever love me. No one's gonna want to put up with me. I wanna just stay single forever and be by myself and just say F everybody. I went on both extremes so quick within the span of a week and a half. But I am an emotional individual. I'm not ashamed of it. It has its strengths, it has its weaknesses, just like everything else. But what I realized is that, honestly, throughout all of this, I realized that I was being really ungrateful. And then on top of that, I was mad because things kept happening. Money was taken out of my bank account by accident because, you know, I'm not the brightest when it comes to reading things before pressing buttons. And sometimes, you know, I felt like I was rushing. I wasn't on time for this, that, and the third. And, you know, some things weren't going my way, you know, personally with my feelings and my emotions. I didn't know why I was in a sense of frustration when I know that I did. I just hated to address the problem. And also, I learned how to, and you know, as I tell y'all, really give y'all a rundown of really how I was feeling and like what I was going through, I realized through it all that I was being ungrateful as fuck. I was being an ungrateful ass bitch. I'm sitting here wishing for things while I have people around me that love me severely, meaning that if I needed help, they would help me. They wouldn't hesitate to help me. If they have it, they have it, and they will do what they can to assist me. Meaning that I am fortunate enough to go to school, do what I'm passionate about, with no worry that I can't pay for it. Because I've been blessed to, go to school and have things get paid for. I got kind of frustrated when I realized back at home some things were not going right financially, in that I wasn't going to get the same financial support that I was going to get. That bothered me because I was like, I'm not going to get my money every 2 weeks. This is weird. I have to sit here and deal with what I have and what I make. Ugh. Honestly, I sat for a minute and I was like, I sound like a rich ass kid. I sound like a privileged, spoiled, silver spoon in my mouth ass kid. People are out here working 2 to 3 damn jobs just to pay their rent where they day. I'm worried about getting extra money for some leisure shit when I already have a roof over my head that I paid for on my own. I should be proud to do shit for myself. I should be proud to say that I got this shit, yes, with the help of my parents, but I kept it going without having to reach my hand out every 5 minutes. And another instance is that I hated the job I was at, that I was working. And this is kind of one of the biggest things that I, one of the biggest reasons why I made the promise I made to myself is to never drain myself for things that are of absence and shortcoming. Meaning that this job, I learned a lot from. Yes, I learned some real world skills. And I also made some mistakes that I shouldn't have made. But also, I realized that I looked at my status differently. I shouldn't have to work myself to death to get a check to get paid twice a month. When I had a whole internship, all I had to do was work really hard and showcase myself, and I can get to the paid status. But I was so busy worried about quick money that I cut myself short. And I made myself very unhappy with my life to the point where it affected other aspects and others in other, you know, sections. To the point where my own friends were like, "You don't look happy." I'm like, "I am happy." They're like, "No, you're not. You're saying that to say, to just cover up." And you know, I appreciate my friends. God bless my friends, because they honest with me. They honest with me even when it may hurt my feelings. But you know what? It was something I probably wasn't ready to hear, but it was something I needed to hear. That I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy. And I realized that I can't keep doing the things that I'm used to doing because it's comfortable, or I want to just wallow in my, I just want to wallow and be at the bottom. When I realized that I'm around people who are taking charge and doing things that make them happy, they're taking care of themselves. Why the hell I can't take care of myself? What did I do? I relieved myself from the job. And I went out and I enjoyed myself, and I realized that, damn, I'm missing out on life because I'm trying to worry about getting some quick money and some money that don't last that damn long. All I'm learning is to slave my time over to people who don't give a damn about me. I could call out sick tomorrow. Well, I could have called sick, could have called out sick a week, a day I was supposed to work, and all they would do is get another person to take my place. I could not show up there for a week, and they've already fired me. Mind you, I could have been missing, died, sick, but they don't care. They just would have fired me. I also sat and realized that while working, they don't care about you. They care about what you can do and how well you can do it so you can make them money. And they can just give you what they feel. And I realized that I understand I won't be working a job like that for the rest of my life. But I also see people who were once in school still there working post-grad. People who went to the school that I went to, still working there, almost a year after they've graduated, 6 months after they graduated, they're still there. But it was supposed to be just a job while I was in school, and it turned into their full-time job. I looked at myself and I looked at them, not downing them, because everyone has their own hustle, everyone has their own things that they do, and the reasons why they do it. But with me, I realized that my circumstance was different. I don't have to sit here and do this as long as I think I should. Who said I had to? I relieved myself. And I realized that I felt happier. I felt a sense of newness. I went out, I felt like I was a 19-year-old and not a 39-year-old. The stress that was on my shoulders wasn't there no more. Don't get it wrong. I still have things and still have responsibilities. It's just this one that I relieved myself from simply wasn't, it didn't align with the things that were important to me. It didn't align with my passions. I'm all for having hustles to fund your passions. Don't get me wrong. I'm all for it. Hey, you want to work that job over there that, you know, is making you money so you can put into your business, put into your this and that and the third. But you like going to that hustle. You like that hustle. You don't hate it. You don't loathe it. You don't spit on it every time you talk about it. You don't throw the vest in the fire when you're done with it. You don't do that. Yeah, in the fire pit. You don't throw your vest in the fire pit when you're done with it. I'm not saying that I did that. It's just, I'm just being funny and extra because, you know, I'm extra. But you didn't do that. There are hustles that you can like your hustles and your passions. No one said you have to get a job you hate. But no one said you have to get a job you like either. You just have to feel very, very in the middle. But also, too, it's very obvious when a place is draining you. When the energy is bad, things are bad, you're getting mistreated, you have a right to dismiss yourself. And that's exactly what I did, and I don't regret my decision. I've never felt any better, any happier. And I never feel like I've took a 10-pound weight off my shoulders and threw that shit on the ground. That's what I feel like. And that felt great. That's like the little weighted vest you put on when you work out. You know how you feel when you take it off when you get done working out? You just throw it down and you're sweating. That's how I felt. I felt like I weighed 10 pounds lighter. My smile got bigger. No, I don't have that money coming in. But I realized that I can't chase a dollar to put a smile on my face. Because in the end, I'm selling myself to people who don't care about my health, mentally, physically, and emotionally. And that's not what I need. Because I am a passionate, talented individual first. I enjoy working and working hard. Don't ever get that twisted. But I will never put myself in an energy or a space or an environment that does not value or see those things in me. Will never put myself in an environment that will just use me for their own benefit and I get halfway, half-assed benefits. I think not. That's the big reason. Me relieving myself from my job was the biggest reason of why I made the promise to myself to never drain myself for anything that is not reciprocated to me positively. I refuse. Another thing I realized is that I've been challenged academically. And it's not in a regular way of like, oh, my classes are hardest. No. My go get 'em attitude that I have, that I've, you know, expressed, is actually needed, and I'm not overachieving. Meaning that what I usually do that's overachieving or above the bar is now bare minimum. So now I gotta raise what I'm doing times 5. And I don't know how to deal with that. It's an adjustment. Long story short, And the final thing is simply me dealing with my anxiety as a whole. And that's not a story, but really it's just a breakdown, but I'm getting more personal. I wish I had things that happened where I can just be like, it's a story, but look, here, listen. But yeah, I'm learning how to deal with my anxiety. That's also a part in itself. I guess that's another part of the story, is that all these things happen in this order. You know, first, it was my job. And I relieved myself. Before that, it was, after that, it was things not going my way because of not getting the financial support that I'm used to. After I just relieved myself from my job. And I told my parents I relieved myself from my job because of it was how it was stressing me. And they said, no problem. Do what you need to do. Focus on the things that you're passionate about first. And you will find something else that will align with you. And my parents, I thank God for my parents being as supportive as they are, because not everyone can say that. And I'm just going to say that I am grateful. So, of course, first we got the job, you know, and then we have the financial reasons. And it's funny how that happens after I relieve myself from my job. And then after that, I get into this sense of depression and frustration because I don't have the money that I want. I don't have the life that I think I should, meaning that at this time and point, I still expected to be in a relationship. Because now I see everybody in a relationship. I see people thriving in these relationships. And I'm like, what the hell did I fuck up on? When all actuality, shit just didn't work. And we both, and you know, both parties did some shit we weren't supposed to do. But hey, I was being too hard on myself. It was my first relationship. What the fuck am I? I'm not supposed to know every damn thing. I had to shake myself up and take myself by the shoulder and be like, look, you ain't supposed to know your shit, all the shit now. Now look, calm your ass down, sit your ass down, and chill out. Chill the fuck out. Simple. You ain't gotta know every damn thing. You ain't gotta do everything on key point right now. You're learning. That was your first relationship. You gonna fuck it up. They gonna fuck it up. They gonna fuck you up. Simple. Don't get mad. Yeah, you can get a little hurt. Supposed to. Don't get mad and start saying, why me? The fuck? Get out your feelings. Take them lessons and move the fuck on. There. And then just personally, I evaluated myself and I began to not like it. And I realized, like, why? How can I take charge of this now? And how can I change this for myself? And that goes in with academically. Am I adequate enough to accomplish the goals that I have set? And if I don't, how can I achieve? How can I get on that level to where I can? Do I want it bad enough to put in the more work, to invest more in general? What will that look like? What will that take? These are all the things I went through within the month of August. That was only what, August was the 21st. Last, the 21st, the first time getting back was the 21st. A week after that, in this last week, I've taken 2.5 weeks to go through these steps of myself. And take what you can from this little story or this little rundown, but now I'm at a place where I feel a sense of newness. I want to know what's next. I know what things I have planned, but I want to know what God got planned, because that's the master plan. I don't know about y'all, but that's the master plan I'm trying to jump on. And I will. I hope the keys that y'all got from this is really just to know yourself. and know what it takes to get to what's better. We all want better, but do we want to work for it? And I just wanted to tell y'all what I went through personally, because I can sit up here and say what you can and could and shouldn't do and all this and the third. But I'm gonna show you what I did. I'm gonna show you all the. I'm gonna show you the places where I fucked up. I'm gonna show you the places where I didn't fuck up. I'm gonna show you the places that I realized and I clicked stuff together. Cause that was God speaking to me and reminding me, letting me know who the fuck I am, and simply just letting me know that here's the things that I gave you. Here's the blessings I gave you. Take these for right now and enjoy them and do right by them. And then I can give you some more blessings. That's how I've taken it and looked at this phase of my life. And now that I'm out of this little process and these little intervals of phases that I've been through, I'm now at a place where I'm working, I'm improving, and I am so happy of where I'm at that I simply cannot. No one can tell me otherwise. No one can tell me shit. Someone tells me about a person that I hate, I'm like, oh, well, they raggedy anyways. Bye. Someone tells me about somebody that used to do me wrong back in the day. Oh, well, I'm better now. I've elevated that. I'm better than that. You know what? I could have done better, and I didn't. But now I know better, and I won't ever do that again. Cut and done. People try to bring up people I used to fuck with, and how they did me this, that, and the third, and all this negative shit. And I'm just like, you know what? Yeah, they did me like that. Or they ask about the person, hey, where's so-and-so? Yeah, I'm not, no. Hey, where's so-and-so? You still friends with them? No. Why? I'm better than that. It's above me. I was above them, meaning that I put more in than what they did. And guess what? I was draining myself. I'm better than that. That's not what I deserve. And I can say that with my chest. And I can look at you like, what you gonna do about it? You ain't finna do shit. That's what the fuck you gonna do. Not shit. I said what I said. Anyone that's not in my circle now or not around me now is that I didn't do better. And I didn't go for what I deserved. I went for people that I thought. I went for people. Or I let people come around me and drain me. Because I didn't know what I deserved. But now I do. So you bring up these people around me ain't doing shit for me. And I will tell you to your face that I deserved better. That's why they're no longer in my circle. That's why they're no longer with me. And that's why they're no longer mentioned by me. I am doing better. And I deserved better. So I dismiss myself. Or I let them dismiss themselves from me. And yes, I was hurt. I will never, ever be ashamed of being hurt about someone dismissing themselves from my life. Because anyone in my life knows that I love and I am welcoming. I do nothing but love on people and welcome people. So the connection, yes, that was real. But I also have to realize that I can't keep this connection and hold on. And bruise and beat up myself for you, and you won't do a damn thing for me. I refuse. So yes, I'm in a place now where I deserve the best. And I will not stop till I get the best. I look now, all the people that I have lost, all the things I went through, my end of my freshman year to summer to before school was to help me realize that I deserve the utmost, highest level, highest form, highest degree, the best. Nothing can top it, because that is how valuable I am. Going through all those things I just mentioned, from relieving myself from my job, that and third, all of that showed me that I deserved better. And when I knocked out those things that made me feel bad, and I felt like I was above, I felt myself feel much higher up just by not acknowledging them and not being around it anymore.
leave my job. I feel better, less stressed. Be around other people, hang out with other people, go places. Sometimes by myself, I feel better. I'm having a good time. I do things that let me have a good time, that take my mind off my anxiety or how I'm gonna deal with my anxiety or how I deal with people in general. Have fun. I jump into what I'm passionate about, even if sometimes they don't go my way. Sometimes my work ethic has to be kicked up a notch. That's okay. There's gonna be some weekends I'm in my room. I'm in the sweatshop, as I call it. I'm in the sweatshop putting in work. That's fine. If it's gonna get me to where I wanna be, I'm all right. My friends understand, and I'm glad I can say that. I'm grateful that I can say that. I can tell my friends, hey, I won't see y'all. I'll be back. You know, I gotta be in here and grind. I catch y'all when I get out, and y'all will know when I'm, and when I release this project, or release whatever the hell I'm doing, y'all gonna say, she was grinding, she was working her ass off. She's a hard ass worker, she's this, that, and the third. This shit dope. All this shit that you put in for it, 2 weekends in a row, it's worth it. You did your shit. I want to hear that. And I know that I will for my friends. I won't hear shit else different. I just hope that you all took something from the phases I've went through within the past 2.5 weeks. And the things that I've encountered, the things I've witnessed. No, they're not real major extreme. I'm not here to dramatize anything. I'm just here to be truthful with you and tell you what I've witnessed, what I've been through. Even if sometimes I sound like I'm spoiled as bread. Want some money that I'm not gonna get. All I gotta do is wait. Like I'm broke as fuck now. No. I'm just greedy and spoiled. I had to change my mindset too in the midst of going from heartbreak, relief job, because depressed there and financially low, quote unquote low, and then frustrated with myself because of my, where I evaluated myself at. All these things were easily fixed by me just sitting my ass down and being patient, and simply also remembering who the fuck I am and realizing that it's okay to choose myself at the end of it all, because I'm blessed to be around people and have friends in my corner that understand that how important it is to choose my motherfucking self and take care of myself. And I hope that you all have someone or a group of people like that in your corner. And if you don't, damn it, you better find one. Because sometimes yourself is cool and all, but sometimes you need help. That's all I can say. All right, my friends. I hope it's season 2. I hope y'all enjoyed the first episode of season 2. And I hope that y'all could take a page out of the rule book and slap it on and apply it to your life, because, whew, I know that I have sat and got real personal about the things I went through in the past 2.5 weeks. Look, y'all, I'm here to get personal with y'all. From here on out, it's about taking it personal. I know I said it wasn't about me, but I realized that in order for me to get, you know, really into these topics is to get personal. Because these things would come from a personal place and from the heart. And I just want to show y'all that and showcase that to y'all. And don't forget, follow the Instagram at @TheLitSouthernBell. It's all together, so it's just @TheLitSouthernBell. Type that in, follow. And also there's a link in the bio to jump right to the podcast. You can go and watch everything from the first episode until now. And you can also, we post every single day on social media. You can also catch the rulebook rundowns. And you can share those and whatnot. And we'll also be back active on Twitter. as of today and tomorrow. And the Twitter is @LitBell, or you can type in the Lit Southern Bell. Be careful if you get my personal page and the podcast page. They both pop up. Follow both. And also follow me on Instagram at mimi.nava_. So that's mimi.navah_. And stay flourishing, my friends.